Get rid of your credit card debt, get a lower monthly payment, and skip your next two house payments at SaveWithConrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. You don't need perfect credit or money out of your pocket to save thousands with SaveWithConrad.com. Find out how much money you can save right now at SaveWithConrad.com.
Oh, you didn't know?
No. It's that time, so come on down. We're walking in the dog pound. Rodeo Double G, dog and cats. Talking shop, reminiscing on a flashback. Hall of Fame name with a legacy that's long. That's the legend of the Armstrongs. Questions get answered, oh, you didn't know? Let's start the show.
No. Get this thing. I'm sorry.
Look at this thing. We are live. Welcome back to the show. It's Road Dogg and it's Cassio, and you're listening to...
Oh, you didn't know? Man, I am impressed at this graphic, at my name.
Look at
the font of my name looks like how I did it in my underwear in the military. Same font. Very
Odd
cool,
Stencil
man.
Jones right
Who's,
there, dude.
Who is I'm so mad at you right now because I didn't come up with Stencil Jones. Who did that? Who did Stencil Dom?
Yeah.
Well, let's give kudos to Dominic
Unless
D'Angelo.
He subbed it out,
and his
which is
address is 1117 1940. Kudos to Dom. Hey, interesting story, and I won't drop the name because I don't want to sound like a name dropper.
I like name dropping.
I'll actually drop the name at the end of the story. Okay. I'm talking to a guy, another male legend that it was a running joke all both the days that we were together, that we had our dressing room that said male legend. But myself and other said male legend were in the dressing room talking, and he says, "Man, I was outside and I heard this guy cussing up a storm, but he was talking about wrestling and he was on the phone like he had to have this answer. He had to get this question. What about Liv? What about she cleared and or whatever?" He was like really going on, and he said, turns around and turns out it was Dominic D'Angelo. and he says, "And I think I'm going to start doing a podcast with him." And so I don't know if I can say the name, but...
it's announced.
But he's...
They announced it today.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. What an awesome, awesome thing. Because that really happened. And we were literally in the dressing room, me and him and Teddy Long, and just talking. You know what I mean? And look, one of the interesting things, and I'll just riff here for a second, if you don't mind, about RVD. He started talking about... different kind of stuff, and it made me think aliens, and you know, he kind of got out there a little bit, and then he goes, "Well, I said something probably derogatory back to him about that, or negative into negative response because of my beliefs," and he said, "Well, I mean, it's as crazy as saying like a lady virgin had a baby," and it's, you know what I mean. He started hitting me where it hurt, and I started laughing, and I said, "You're 100% right, dude. You believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe, and we don't have to agree on that." But it opened my mind up to like, not to question my faith. I've questioned it long enough in my life and saw the proof. Saw the proof the other way. So that's just me. Man, it was really such a great conversation, and I thought, if he has a podcast, I'll listen to it, because it makes me think outside of my box, which is super cool to do and expand your horizons. Then you make up your own mind. A good friend of mine recently said, "We report, you decide." You know what I mean? So that's what I feel like. Anyway, sorry about my. I will listen to RVD's podcast.
I will too.
That's the story in a nutshell.
Especially if it's getting straight to aliens. I need all the alien talk.
Yeah. And it wasn't just that. It was we were talking about the Mandela effect, and I love to talk about paranormal stuff, and it scares me to death. You know what I mean? It does, and so do snakes, and I love them.
You know what the funny part is? I talked to Dom, and they recorded the first episode. It's Dom and RVD, and he said, the topic was Backlash 08, and they talked about Mandela Effect, aliens, and snakes. So that's a typical, that's what you're going to get every show.
I'm going to tune in. I mean, I'm liking and subscribing. If you don't like that, if you don't like it, suck it. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here. Are we live? Are we doing this different
today?
We've
been live. Yeah, we are live in front of a studio audience. That studio audience is ad-free shows family. Yeah, they are watching us record this live. That's one of the perks of being in the ad-free shows
family. I didn't
family.
Say anything. I thought we were, me, you and I were just shooting the breeze here. I didn't
usually
say anything
that's what
about
we do,
what Rob
yeah.
and I did in the dressing room, right?
This is just, how it goes.
Okay, cool. And
I should have warned
take
you.
Take two. Here we go.
I see a shout out to Mick Mack and Coach Rosie, James Mack, Corey,
Coach.
Mike Whitaker, Fake Armstrong, Fake Scott Armstrong is in there as well.
Yeah.
He said
I'd like to call, just to make class it up, can we call him Faux Scott Armstrong? You know what I mean? Yeah. Thank you.
Heartbroken, you still forgot his birthday, he said. So he's torn up about that.
Hey, I don't know when this airs or if this how this works.
I know when you're going to say it's after yours.
Wait, what? No, I was going to say that was great. I don't even know what we're talking about. But my birthday is May the 20th, and so I don't know when this airs. But I will accept all gifts sent to ads-free /conradshouse.com.
We do got to get you a landing spot for gifts. I think you'd end up with some weird gifts.
I was going to say, I don't know when this airs, but it's live to the ads-free people. So yesterday was Mother's Day, and my brother Scott and I, by the way, he's not mad at me. I didn't forget his birthday. And we actually went out to my mother and father's gravesite, and weed eat it a little bit and blew it off and had, you know, sat. I'm not one that does that. Like, I'm just... Look, I got nothing but me to talk about, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm not one that goes out to the cemetery and sits there because I believe that the soul has left the body and the body was merely a vessel to begin with. So that's not where my parents are in my mind. And look, that's what Rob Van Dam would tell me. Well, you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And that's... I love Cocoa Puffs. I'm going to be honest with you. When they turn the milk chocolate and then you have to drink that chocolate milk at the end, I'm going to be honest with you. I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But so we went out there, we sat, we had a good, I had a good cry. I don't know if he did or not, but I did. And there was we're having a benefit show coming up in, you know, it's not a global thing or even a domestic thing. It's just a very small community, the Northwest Florida, Pensacola area, but Crestview and all that. My dad did a lot around here later in his career, and so they're having an honor show for him. I forget what they're called, a memorial show for Bullet Bob Armstrong. Yep. And hopefully we're going to make a little cheddar, and I want to get those it's like a grab. We got them headstones, nice headstones that we really like, and they're pretty, and I don't know what that means, but they're there and they're pretty, and we want to cover them with the gravel or whatever, you know, I don't know. I want to make it look pretty where if that's where they go to see Bob Armstrong, he's pretty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
When
I didn't want to say
that
though. That's July the 29th in Crestview, Florida. I've worked a lot with the individual that is promoting the show, and I plan on maybe having him on a YouTube exclusive with us or something, and just talk about the show. But it, like I said, it's a family affair, so I think it's relatable to people. But like I said, it ain't going the world over. It's a down home Southern wrestling in Northwest Florida, the Pensacola Crestview area, and so it'll be fun, and hopefully we'll get them some beautiful gravel to go around that, you know.
If you want more info, stay up to date at You Didn't Know Pod or at Brian RD James.
Yeah,
I'm sure, dog, you'll be tweeting that out and promoting it heavily. So if they want to have any interest in that and check it out, be sure to follow you on social media.
I appreciate it. And that's me being selfish, but like I said, you tuned in here to hear me talk about me, so I did.
That's what it's about.
Shut up and listen.
That's what it's about, baby.
We
cover everything.
I feel like
on
I'm
this
hogging
show.
The mic.
No, this is an Ask Anything show, and it's the Road Dog show. So here we go.
And it's live.
It's live, all
terrifying.
The way live. Less...
I feel like the Walendas right now. You know who they are? The flying Walendas.
I'm on the tightrope right now.
I'm glad you're old. All these young people listening. There's nobody listening.
Let's crank it up. Let's roll on into Meme of the Week.
Oh,
Meme of the Week, where we have no idea what's about to pop up.
No.
We have a random meme, and it's going to pop up. We will live react. Here we go.
Is it weird that I'm scared a little bit, too? Because Dom's a freak.
I know. He's got some weird memes that he goes into.
You think
he's got
his memes? You think his memes are weird? You should see his underwear.
All right, Dom. Oh, oh, me wait. In the shower. The shampoo bottle, which is Macho Man flying off. The water temperature is pained in hell.
We got to drink these in.
The mirror, you've got it coming out of the steam. And oh, then the spider chilling in the corner. Little I'll HBK.
I'll tell you what, Gabe. You, Gabe, Dom.
I want to call him Gabe from now
back
on.
In the day, old timers used to call the young kids Gabe. Like that when Brad first broke in the 80s, like some of the real old timers.
Oh, really?
Hey, Gabe. Yeah, they called him Gabe. And so Brad used to call me that kind of ribbon every now and then. And then I just called Dom Gabe because of Gabe Sapolsky is also a weirdo and has weird underwear. I'm just kidding. I don't know what kind of underwear, Gabe.
We do know Doms are weird.
Doms are weird. Gabe's probably a boxer. Probably a boxer guy. I don't know. I don't know how we got off on
Doms
that.
Doms we and Whale Tail. We know
we
that.
Supposed to be t-
But they're tidy whities. They're not even.
With his NWO tramp stamp. Bless his heart. He's a good kid.
It's not even
though.
A thong. It's hey, just whitey good- tidies he pulls up real high.
He cut that way. He's got a denim thong on right now. Good night.
He's a
Irene.
Never nude. Like
good
from
night,
Arrested
Irene.
Development. The Skidmark Club. Ooh. That's what we need.
Yep, SMC.
Instead of the Bullet Club, we need Skidmark Club shirts.
Yeah, well, they at least people would know who they were.
We've got two shirts. We're making a Skidmark Club, and we need a male legend shirt.
Skidmark Dom is here. Skidmark Dom.
Can we get a male legend shirt? We need that.
Male legend. That's actually a good shirt.
I know.
We could have a star on it.
Did it have a star? What did that say?
No. It was just
square lettering.
Just good old font. You know what I need to do though?
Take a pic. Yes.
Take a pic. Send it to Dom. Okay.
If
here
next
we go.
Time
we're on.
You're
we're
making
on now.
Next time you're making a TV appearance, and you got that sport coat and underneath it says male legend.
I tell you what, that's good times. And if you don't think that's funny, I don't know what to tell you.
We got our meme of the week. We also want to bring, we want to boost our self-esteem because Meltzer gives every one of your matches 1 3/4 stars. We know that. Yeah. That's like but, a.
In all honesty, and I've been thinking about this a lot, yeah. Just like when I lay on a raft and just rub oil on my fat belly, I think about Dave Meltzer.
Right.
I thought to myself, what a wonderful well. No, and I thought to myself, Dave's pretty nice to me. 1 1/4?
Yeah.
I mean, that pretty quarter, good. That's not bad for a road dog match. And I'm not going to be honest. I'm never going to be honest about how horrible my wrestling was. But I was all right. 1 1/4, though, maybe.
Here's the best part. Right now, we're going to our 5-star review of the week, baby.
Yes.
That's
yes.
where we prop ourselves up and we read a 5-star
review.
Hey,
where
review.
Do you get these reviews?
This one in particular comes from Apple Podcasts, our 5-star review of the week.
So I can, where can I put it if I want to put a review? I'm just saying, I don't know that I will. I'm just
if
saying.
You if you download the Apple Podcast app,
yep, you
or
lost
if you
me.
Are listening on the web on Apple Podcasts, you can go to there and click our profile for our podcast and then boom. Rate it 5 stars and leave a comment like the following person did, and we might read it right here on the show.
What is this wire doing here? If you're watching by way of, uh-oh.
Another hit!
Now
officially,
I can see that.
Officially have added Road Dogg to one of the pro wrestlers that I can either listen to, speak about wrestling all day, or with the passion and knowledge he speaks about, the in-depth history of canned baked beans all day, bringing me back to a time in my life where wrestling was life. And to be a part of that experience, even as a fan, was amazing. 5 stars by Tom Otero. How about that?
Tom Otero. I tell you what, Tommy O. There, let me get this. Excuse me. Let me. Excuse me. Could you? I don't know what to do with my hands.
I thought it was your oxygen.
Well, it was. I had it disguised.
Spray painted it
Tommy
black
o,
like it's a headphone.
Tommy O put us over.
Yeah.
And you know what? We don't deserve it, but we'll dang sure take it. We're thankful for it. Go ahead.
I was going to say, me and you both Southern boys, and if somebody said, man, I could listen to you talk about wrestling or the history of baked beans all day, I'm like, well, sign me up.
Sign me up, too, because I love baked beans. And I mean, some of that British stuff is when you go over there and you eat breakfast and you go like, what is this? And it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But the one constant and the one go-to, the one old faithful is a good hash brown, and you put them baked beans all over it, and they got sunny side up eggs that are, I mean, they do it. They do the dang thing. They got big pieces of pork, too, with fat on it. Like, I don't think it's probably good for you, but it's delicious.
Oh, fat back.
But then they have the things that I don't care for, the blood sausage, I'm told. just because of the name.
Yeah. Like, I was about to say, anything with the word blood in it, probably not going to eat it.
No, I'm going to have this blood...
You want a blood burger?
No. Yeah, no thanks. I'm not a freaking vampire.
Blood wiener?
I'm going to have the regular piece of sausage. Like, did you kill a pig? Is it sausage? Like, look, I know there's people from the UK on here right now. Tell me about blood sausage, and we're going to answer your whatever. Tell them.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Look, tell him, Cassio.
You know, dog, on these Ask Dog Anything episodes, we always get food questions. And right now, somebody might be out there looking for wholesome, convenient meals for these sunny, active days now that summer is officially here. Yeah, you don't want to spend time in the kitchen. You want to spend time outside. And Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, is ready for you. They can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals. That way, if you're unlike me and you want to give the best beach body you can, you need to get our friends at Factor. Yeah, that way you can stay outside and look great. More time, more energy, I said more energy. You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? You can try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Yeah, and you've got the new upscale line with Factor, the Surf and Turf, the Surf and Surf meal options like roasted garlic filet mignon and shrimp and Cajun spice shrimp and salmon. That's it. Delicious, flavor-packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles. If you're on keto, if you are calorie smart, if you're vegan and veggie, maybe like we said, you need that extra protein, they've got it all, and all of it is prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, and each meal has all of the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long while meeting your goals. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions to your door and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices and feature sustainably sourced seafood in their meals. So this June, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes, no prep. No mess. Here's how you can get in on it. We've got a great deal for all of our OU Didn't Know listeners. Head to factormeals.com/OUDK50 and use code OUDK50, and they're going to give you 50% off your first box. Yeah, that's code OUDK50 at factormeals.com/OUDK50 to get 50% off your first box. And we appreciate Factor for supporting the Oh You Didn't Know podcast this summer. We are going to answer questions. This whole episode is Ask Dog Anything. So we got your questions. If you want to be on the next version of this or any of our other episodes where we get questions about the specific topic, make sure you are either one, a member of Ad Free Shows, two, regardless of that, make sure you follow us on social media at You Didn't Know Pod, and we can get your questions there where we got most, if not all, of these questions. And then maybe, just maybe, we might sneak in one from our live studio audience that is watching us tonight here on the Ad Free Shows family. Let's get into it, dog, because you mentioned British food.
Yeah.
So we got to go over, I believe, is Mick Mac in Britain or is he Australia? I believe he's Australia.
He's either Australian or New Zealander.
But
I don't know how you say that.
He sent us a picture of food, dog, and he wants to know what we think about it.
Well, can I put my readers on?
Sure. He says, can we please have a segment one day, maybe on the YTX, called Would You Eat This? Cassio picks a food from around the world and describes it, and you decide if you eat it. This is a Angus 420 meat pie with tomato sauce.
Oh, come on.
At the footy. Look at that.
So the footy, what's the footy? Is a soccer game?
Yes, which I'm not calling it the footy ever again in my life.
Well, you're lucky you got to say, get me to say soccer game. two things. Is that is that ketchup?
It looks like ketchup. He's calling it tomato sauce. It looks ketchup.
Tomato sauce is ketchup. And so
was that beef
I would eat the fire out of that thing. Meat ketchup with the ketchup on it.
Would you?
Yes, right now, to be quite honest with you.
If it's just meat and like looks like a cornbread muffin, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a daggum chicken pot pie, except it's got some pasty meat in there and probably some cheese or something. Darn, it looked delicious.
Angus,
I don't know why he said 420. Pie. Oh, you got to be high to eat it. Is that what you're saying, Mick Mac? Like, get up out of the gutter, bro. If me and you're going to be bros, you got to bring it up. We do the dirty stuff on Dog After Dark.
Let me tell you, and I'll eat food. It doesn't have to be 420. I'll eat stupid food. No matter when it is, son.
It's because 420 is early to eat, if you're going to be honest. Like, if you're having dinner, 6:30 probably.
Yeah, you're getting a discount if you're eating at 420.
At 420, you're literally just now drinking the other half of the five-hour energy drink. Some things I say just to pop Cassio,
you did.
Nobody else gets it. But that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's get into some more questions. Sean Berkey, he says, Dog, if you were to have one more match, who on the current WWE roster would you want to take on and or same goes for AEW roster? So either one or you can do both, whichever you're called, Mr. R.D. James.
So I
one match. We're going tag team. We've discussed coming back.
We're coming back in a singles.
Yeah, bringing you back for a singles because you're a male legend.
Okay. So here's what I'm gonna say, and I don't know how you're gonna feel about it. Gunther. I would work with Gunther, and the reason being is I'm an old relic, but one that is quasi-marketable, quasi-promotable. So it's, hey, the Road Dog comes out of retirement to face Gunther. And then I already have a little pity. You know what I mean? Like, you already are going, come on, dude. Why'd you really him? Like, that's who you picked on? Or whatever. And so to me, you could go into that with a little sympathy already. And so...
Well, he chopped the fire out of you,
he'd chop me to death. But I can promise you this. When that comeback came, Jack, you better have got your stuff in, big man, because it's my turn. And man, that I'm telling you what, that's exciting. That's exciting. Getting in that frame of mind right now is exciting. I can't even imagine trying to have a match right now in my physical state of being. I'm not what you call a picture of health. But I'd love to have that match. And I think about constructing it in a way that would even best utilize my inabilities. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if that makes sense, like how do you work with a guy who's fat and has no wind? Okay, well, good. You beat him down and keep him down until it's time for him to regulate his breathing and catch enough oxygen in his lungs to throw that stiff comeback, because it's all coming back, Jack.
Oh, singles match in a singlet.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Just that means
you're
looking
good.
I've
never worn one, but imagine me in one now, and amazing. I'll give you a second to think about it.
Oh.
I was gonna try to give a legitimate second, but hey, it was there.
You gave me a deadline. I got mine.
It's a race, and you won. Yeah.
You told me to get it in before the comeback happened. I wanted to make sure I got it in.
Oh, I love it.
Is that tomato sauce on my shirt?
Actually, that's a good question, a good conversation. Yeah. So was there a part B, or did I answer it?
If you wanted to, you could pick AEW roster. You do not have to. Come on.
I got nobody from there, and I'm dead serious.
I thought you were going to say Billy.
Oh, no. Nobody wants to see that. You know what I mean?
Wrestle him in a singlet? Yeah. I do.
Well, I just
really
want to see him in a singlet. I tell you the truth.
Y'all both.
Hell,
in singlets.
I'd pay for that.
Y'all both in singlets.
It would be horrifying. I would look like Bob Roop.
Man, y'all'd have to watch some things too. You in a singlet? Whew. Well, it'd look like you sat in gum.
Is one of our sponsors Manscaped tonight? Good
yeah,
night, Irene.
There means a lot of man escaping from that singlet, brother.
Well, not a lot, but.
James L. Corey of the Kickout Crew, by the way, who is watching live. I saw
James
him
James O'Corey.
He's
watching
live,
man.
El Corey, as they call
it. He might not even be Irish. He might just be from Boston or something.
If he was El Corey.
El Corey. If he was wrestling for me when I was writing SmackDown, he would be El Corey. And he would wear a mask with an eye patch on it.
Oh, yeah. Woody.
Yeah, yeah. Woody.
Well, see, it's named with ELK, so I thought he might be an elk man, like the elk man.
Oh, like Mantar. Well, that worked well, didn't it?
He comes out with some elk antlers on. El Corey. There he is. He commented. Yeah, it's Lebanese.
It's Lebanese. Okay. Understood. I'm sorry. I didn't see the spelling of it, or
wait,
I would have known
it
wasn't Irish.
That's El Corey?
El Corey. Oh, James El Corey. I don't know. It sounds awesome. Any way you say it.
He's Lebanese. That means he likes women. I'm not sure what it means.
I do
in
too.
Today's...
Hell, I do too.
Yeah, I'm in. See, don't do that. Don't do that.
He tried to.
That's for the
Josh Haney tried to beat you to it.
James,
you can't type as fast as Cassio's brain works.
James says, dog, would you rather have a crowd cheering heavy for one guy and booing the other in a main event, or the crowd divided for both guys? To me, if the crowd seems divided, then the victory pop wouldn't be as big as it could have been.
Yeah. That's true.
Interesting.
It's true because, look, that's what when you look at putting a match together and now doing what I do now, and I'll try to get closer to this thing, but my gut's so fat it's got me like 2 feet away from the desk. I need a desk with a big round thing cut out in the middle of it where I go up in there like a turret on a tank. The question was, putting together these matches, like, so I had to do Finn – Seth Rollins versus Cody here in Pensacola, my hometown of Pensacola, for the live event because somebody got injured. So it had to be Cody versus Seth Rollins, the battle of the entrance musics, the battle of the baby faces. And truth be told, it was an awesome main event that went both ways. But to this individual's point, the pop may have been lackluster for the finish because they love both guys. You know what I mean? And at the end, we had to beat one of their people, one of their guys. Right. And that's not perfect. The perfect world is Finn Balor, who's a heel right now, Cody and Finn Balor. That's the main event. Like, you got a bad guy versus a good guy. And that's to me, that's what it's all about. Now, when you get into the wrestling fan and the wrestling, like, Cody, Seth is, heck yeah, give me more of that. You know what I mean? And excuse me, maybe we'll get more of that in the future. But man, it was awesome. To hear the songs and the people, literally people sitting right behind me, the families were split. Like, the mother was cheering for Seth Rollins and the father was cheering for Cody Rhodes. And the kid was just like, they're probably going to get divorced, Road Dogg, I'm sorry. It turned out to be a big ugly thing. She shot him in the leg. But no, it was none of that is true. But
is that what y'all raising money for at the Bullet Memorial?
Yeah, we're trying to get this kid a wooden leg. The part is true about the family behind us, though. It was so cool. I was sitting up there with a local buddy of mine, and just hearing that, you know, and them singing the different songs, sitting 2 feet apart from one another. It was great to see. However, that's just a personal story about your point. To have a heel versus a good baby face, that's your utopia in a wrestling match. You got everybody who hates one guy and everybody who loves another. That's the beauty of it.
So that's your life. That's what you got to deal with every single day. And
yeah,
it's hard to figure out that happy medium.
Yeah, and it's the truth of it is we try to book it that way, especially on live events where you can kind of play a little more, and you can kind of book some things that aren't okay on TV. You can kind of have some fun. It's all about the family unit going out and taking that unit out to be entertained. Mind you, it's dreadfully expensive nowadays, but I want to give them the best experience I can possibly do that. And if that is just not speaking about the production value and the videos played and the light system and all that, the wrestling in-ring content, I want to give them the best. And so the best, entertainment I can experience I can give them. So I want a bad guy versus a good guy in the end. And the good guy triumphs, you know what I mean? And it's everybody goes home happy. And sometimes you got to get a bad guy over. Sometimes the bad guy wins, right? We've all seen movies. So sometimes you go out and your guy gets beat by a bad guy, but that bad guy's the champion or whatever. So it's, you know, I love it. I love the experience. I love the thinking, the thought process of trying to come up with and predict, which you cannot do, but it's fun to try, what the audience is going to do. So anyway, great question, man. It's fun to, I could talk about the psychology of making a show, and truth be told, I'd be exactly wrong 50% of the time. You know what I mean? It's just it's a trial and error game, and it's evolving. The game doesn't stop. You know what I mean? The player's a little older now, but I see what wrestling has evolved into. And if I can give the people, the 25-year-old person the same as I can give the 45-year-old person with two children, you know what I mean? And give them a quality product that's not going to spoil the child or taint his thinking in any way. It's entertaining, family entertainment. If you can do that on a live event, that's beautiful. And I think with matches like Cody and Finn, KO and Sammy versus the Imperium, and I'm just giving you names off the top of my head that we have booked recently, there's stuff that you don't see on TV, and they're great wrestling matches. So if you're a fan of the wrestling product and the work rate of the individual, the how wrestling savvy they are in the loose terms of wrestling, you're getting that. If you're a 20-year-old with a black t-shirt, whatever, you're getting yours. And if you're a 40-year-old with two kids, you're getting yours too, because you know, you got those baby faces that you can relate to as an adult. Man, I love it. I love where we're at right now as a company, and I love where we're going. That's for sure.
I the house show that came through Huntsville a few months ago, I have a different view positively on most everyone I saw on that show. Just because, like you said, they have time to do what they want to do. They've got time to do their spots, show off for us, show them why they're in that spot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a battle for TV time every week, so if you just can casually keep up with the television, it's hard enough to see everybody.
Yeah.
Much less the stacked roster, everybody that's going on in NXT.
Whoa.
I told you when I got through, the Deadly Beautiful.
Hey, hold up. Can you see me?
I can.
I don't know what just happened. My whole computer just went black, and it said Brian's MacBook across it. Truth be told, this ain't even my MacBook. Conrad sent me this. This microphone, this camera, and this other thing that has a kickstart on it. When you kickstart it, it goes like that. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
It's in the corner, Conrad. You freak. You and Dom need to talk.
Are you back? Can you see?
I can see now. I'm sorry about all that.
Yeah, but you never switched out. You were perfect.
Oh, I was always here.
Okay, the best is we were in mid talk and you went, hello?
Oh, that had nothing to do with my screen going out. I had an aneurysm at approximately 1,700 hours.
That was flashback. All right. Let's go next. Kind of lead you in talking about your job and what you've been doing.
Yeah.
Lindsay, the cupcake girl, wants to know.
Can I say something?
Yeah, she's in the chat, by the way.
Okay. Chickity chat. Skiggity chat. So anyway, her pre-husband, I think what we're calling them now is pre-husbands.
Okay.
Not fiance.
They're pre-husbands now. Okay.
Yeah. Pre-husband, and he is, and I think it's this week. I'm not sure about that. She may chime in and correct me, and I'm okay with that. He's celebrating 10 years of sobriety. His name is Derek, and I just wanted to shout out and say kudos to you, bro, because it ain't easy being cheesy, but it's worth the struggle. You know what I mean? And he knows what I mean. At 10 years deep, he knows what I mean. So congrats, bro. And you're marrying a guy that's struggling to be a winner. And so that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Because it ain't a fist fight. It's just a battle inside of his head that he's willing to have every morning. And he's had it every morning for 10 years now. And so he's the right guy. If you guys are divorced in 2 years, don't say I just said anything.
Well, that leads me to our question. She said, what should I do? I just dumped my pre-husband.
No,
I'm just kidding.
God almighty. So that was awesome. So that reminds me of my brother Brad at every Chinese restaurant would break the cookie and then say, help, I'm being held hostage in the Chinese cookie factory.
In Chinese.
and so that you got me there. That was good. I hope you guys last forever, by the way.
Fight Plus is the ultimate digital platform for live sports and entertainment, and they're now offering a free 7-day trial at tryfight.com. Fight Plus is packed with a premium live event schedule, over 1,000 hours of live action every year, and a library of more than 4,000 hours on demand, plus exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. Fight is a great partner of ours. They support us, so let's support them. Give that free 7-day trial a shot, and you'll be a member for life. That's tryfight.com. TryFite.com.
Lindsay says, Dog, since you are in charge of live events for WWE, one, how cool do you think it is that AEW has done so well selling tickets for Wembley so far? And any advice for the person at AEW doing the same job you have?
Oh, well, so advice goes both ways, and I'm not sure whose name is in the billet of live event guys over there, but I know who I think it is, and we talk. but look, that's just how it is, and ideas are ideas. Look, I think they've done awesome at Wembley. Like, that's an incredible amount of tickets sold. So it's just, to me, it's about business. You know what I mean? Because that's where I'm at in the business, is I'm not in the trenches anymore, like fighting for a spot. Now I'm on the other side of the fence and thinking about the business aspect of it. So from that standpoint, what a huge success it is. You know what I mean? And kudos to them for doing it. I think the timing is right. And I've said this before. I say it a lot with this job, especially the three T's is timing, talent, and the team. And I think the time is really good. And I've said this before. It feels like there's something rumbling, and I'll dare I say it feels like 97, but it feels like the business is either taking off, which it has already, but is continuing to do so. And that's proof of it. So look, I think, and I also think it, they're not the first people to go global. Like there, he's sold a few tickets there. We have too in the past. Like, I don't know if the question is meant to be, and I don't think it is from you, Lindsay, but I think from a lot of people, the question is, do you think they're doing better than y'all? It's comparable in a way. And I don't know that it is, but they're doing really well, and that's cool. The other part of it is, so you broke up with your pre-husband. Wow. The other part was it. I think that was
advice.
Both parts, actually.
That was it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The advice. Look, the advice. So the advice that I would give if somebody asked me, and I have asked this, is what can't I do? Because I'd like to try everything but that. You know what I mean? I'd like to do everything I can do, and I'm talking about from changing the. The top where the videos go or the national anthem goes, and how do we make this the best possible experience for the live event fan, that fan who has spent their hard-earned money to go downtown and see this wrestling show. That to me, again, is there's no more Barnum and Bailey Circus. They're Evel Knievel's dead. You know what I mean? Like, nobody does this kind of stuff. Pro sports and pro wrestling. You know what I mean? And pro fighting, I guess, are the only live event specialties that, you know, concerts are coming back to. So, again, time, then you got to have the talent. And they got great talent over there. We got great talent here. It's obvious because they've been back and forth to one another, you know. So I think it's awesome to have competition. I think they're doing great. I think they doing great makes us do great, too. I think the business, it's a good time to be in the business. What did I say? Three T's. Time, talent, and then the team, the leadership team. And look, that's where I will get a little confrontational and opinionated. I think we got a great leadership team in place. And I think the right people are in the right spots to make the right things happen. And I don't know that I could say the same for the others. And yet I have no idea how the other is run. I want to be very clear on that. I've only heard... from individuals. I have no idea. I've never experienced it. He wouldn't have me. I asked him to take me to prom, and he wouldn't take me. So, Cupcake Lady, thank you, and good luck in your nuptials. And your sober boyfriend, Derek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crater Hoof Seth. He sounds like a mountain critter, doesn't he? Crater Hoof
is a mountain critter.
Yeah.
Crater Hoof.
That sounds
serious. I'm from Crater Hoof, Tennessee.
That sounds like a, they've got the chupacabras and skunk apes. I feel like Tennessee's got the Crater Hoof, you know?
The Crater Hoof. Yeah.
You ever seen one of those? They got
one,
those red
beady eyes, and one big hoof sticks out where his belly button should be.
He's so big.
He's a card-carrying
member. It leaves
of
a crater.
Skidmark Club.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Skidmark.
Come
club.
On, let's take it up out of the gutter. I talked to Mick Mac about that earlier.
Male legend.
Male legend indeed.
Illegal Elbow MMA says, "Dog, was there ever anything that the company wanted you to do, but you felt uncomfortable doing it or saying it?"
So doing it is the question. This is not a. This is not a creative answer, so it was never about creative. I was always gung-ho to do whatever. I guess it was more real life, but it was docu-seriesing one of my rehabs. And look, it was actually, looking back, it's probably a mistake. I probably should have done it, and maybe that one would have took. You know what I mean? You never know. Excuse me. But it was at the same time that Brett Favre was kind of going through that, and so it was on the national... doctrine, I guess, about it being addicted to Vicodin and being addicted to drugs and being in sports and sports medicine. And so they came to me with that, and I said, "No, how dare you? I got kids that'll see that." And I'm thinking, you know, in retrospect, I literally said that too. I have kids. You can't, my kids are in school. And I didn't even think for one minute, my kids see me hammered all the time at home. That's what sticks with them, not what they see on television. And what they saw on television would at least have been a constructive conversation starter about drugs and alcoholism. You know what I mean? So in retrospect, huge personal mistake. Probably would have got me quasi over from a sympathy standpoint, especially if I would have said it straight then, it would have been a really good thing. But had I not, it would have been the death nail, you know?
And that, that's, I would imagine that's part of the mind of the addict. Not, I need to get clean for the kids.
Oh,
I just don't want them to see it
on TV.
Don't
see it on TV. Don't show my, yeah, it's, look, if that ain't insanity, I don't know what is, and that's a 100.
That was your reality right
that's
there.
That's it. That's all. That's what it was. And people go, God, how could you be so? Yeah, I don't know how, but I was. And so that's how. Look, it's a game of perspective. I had to totally change my perspective on life so that I could cope with things that happened throughout the day rather than numb myself to all of it. And look, I'd love to say didn't take me till 42 to do that, but it did. So here I am, still trying to figure it out.
Well, speaking of filming some stuff, Coach Rosie, Real Coach Rosie, he's watching live at ad-free shows as well. Thanks for joining us, Josh. He says, what up, D-O-double-G? What was it like filming the new WWE Lost Treasure show? Anything you did that didn't make the final?
Oh, my Lord. If you know me at all, there was way more material that could not air on A&E or with WWE that would have been hilarious, if I must say so myself. There was just a lot of potty humor and you know what I mean, PG-14 stuff, I guess. But they turned out really well, man, and I really enjoyed the latest one that just came out with them coming and getting the title from me and them going to Joni's sister and getting her gear. And like, I thought that was all really well done. And I don't know, respectful to the stuff they were, to the treasures, and respectful to the business, you know what I mean? And the company. And that's, I don't know. That's why I really had a good time doing it.
That's kind of like this podcast. If we had some of the snips before and after we hit record, we'd be viral, but me or Dog, neither one would have a job.
It'd be viral, all right.
Hey, we'd really need y'all to hit that merchandise stand.
Yeah.
Because we'd be relying on podcast money. And some penicillin.
Yeah, because it's viral. Sorry. That was an old man joke.
Hey, everybody. This is Ian Riccoboni, the voice of Ring of Honor Wrestling. Say with Conrad, they were very appreciative of my time and they really worked with my schedule. Conrad's team met me at the hours that I needed to meet them to walk through the specifics. The paperwork was clear, the communication was clear to make the decision super easy to work with. So we actually went from a 30-year mortgage, we refinanced down to a 15-year mortgage, and now our house is going to be paid by the time the kids go to college. If you want to save like I did and like Nick Aldis did and so many others in the professional wrestling world, please go to savewithconrad.com.
NMLS number 65084, equal housing lender. Woo!
At savewithconrad.com.
Couple more APE video. He hit us up at hashtag AskDog. Question for Dog. Do you remember the storyline of Shawn Michaels and God versus Vince and Shane during a promo where Vince said, my product of my semen, my son Shane? Popped to me a bit in 2006 when I was 4 years old, and then he attached the video. So I got a lot of things. I'll let you analyze that first.
I don't want to analyze any of that. I don't want to analyze it either. What I want to do is say that I wasn't there during that time, and even because I wasn't there, I was just drunk or stoned somewhere else. So I don't really remember that, but I've heard a lot of talk about it, and it's, you know, look, from a Christian point of view, from my heart standpoint, I go like, God darn, don't, as I say, God darn, don't blaspheme. You know what I mean? So I'm just like everybody else, hypocrite.
Well, I think our man there was more popping at the
semen line.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get it too. And look, I wouldn't have known what he was talking about when I was four, but look, when I was 14,
well, that's what I was going to say.
I'd have popped hard. Like, I don't know what kind of house you were brought up in, kid, but for the love of God, daddy and mama need a door.
I never thought I'd say this out loud, but I wasn't popping for semen at four. Okay.
I didn't even know that the Navy people were called that.
Yeah, no,
at four.
Call me naive.
And ignorant. I'm ignorant to the fact. At four.
If you sat me down and I watched that clip at four, I go, ah, you got me. Don't know what's going on. Actually, I go,
yeah, I'd probably just pee on myself.
I'd be sitting in the corner
it's
going.
It's same as if you showed it to me at 54.
That's me in the corner pooping my pants. That's what I'd say.
But
to
you,
that.
My grandson, like, he gets very talkative when he's got a load in there.
Really?
Yeah, he like will come up to you and go, hey, what are you talking? Can't say nothing. And you go like, wait, come here, dude. He'll take off running.
Wait, boy, most kids get quiet.
I had
and
him.
Hunker down.
I had him today, just this morning. I'm telling you, it's the best thing in my life just to watch him.
So he purposely talks to you
oh,
while
yeah,
he's pooping.
Yeah, he comes up.
What
like
a flop.
He's player. He's a player, dog. He's showing you something flashy over here. You know what I mean? Like, hey, look over here. I can juggle.
Hey, smell my poop.
Look at here. I can oh, he's a good baby boy. I love him to death.
Oh, my God. This is too much.
We're not even talking about wrestling. If we are, we should stop.
All right, we got a few more here. Dan, proper gibberish, tweets us out.
I love him already.
At You Didn't Know Pod. He says, you've been very open about your drug use in the 90s and 2000s. Do you think your career would have turned out differently if you never touched them? Like, would you still have the outgoing, confident personality you had in the ring during the Attitude Era? All the best. God bless. Hashtag Ask Dog. Thanks,
yeah,
Dan.
Thank you for sure. That's a great question. I can't figure out this microphone.
That's good.
The mic's good?
Yep, you sound like great.
When I get back here, can you still hear me?
Go ahead.
All right. Who was that? Dan?
Dan at Proper Gibberish.
Proper Gibberish. That's exactly what language I speak. Proper gibberish. I feel like I speak well, but it's all bullcrap. You know what I mean? That's proper gibberish. So what was the question again?
He wants to know if you would have never touched drugs, would you have turned out? Would you still have that confident personality you had in the ring?
I would. And I'll tell you how I know is like before I got... And look, I was always I always dabbled in what I could get, but what I could get was limited early on in my career. So I knew that I don't know. I knew that I had that, if that makes any sense. The confidence and the outgoing. I knew that I could get in front of, because I think I started in front of the smaller houses, and a lot of people that do that and go on indie circuits of work, it's very personable, man. And so you either sink or swim, and it's just like stand-up comedy. You go out there and you fail a lot of times, but you learn, like, what am I going to do? And I knew I had that to rely on. I wasn't a great athlete. I wasn't a, you know, five-star athlete. Heck, I only had a 1.25-star match. But but like I knew I had that attitude. And that confidence and that gift of gab where I knew I could grab people by the hand and give them something to talk about the next day. Like, no matter what kind of match I had, no matter what, the one thing I look for the next day is I go, man, did you see Road Dogg do that last night on TV? Whatever. And that's whether I did that a lot or whether I didn't is here nor there. That's what I tried to do. So I knew I had that. But yes, I think I would have turned out very differently. And how dare I say this, but if I had never, and this is me being cocky and arrogant, but I want to say it for a second, see if it makes sense. If Undertaker's the world champ, I think there's a United States champ, and I'm just, and this is very mid-card, I'm talking like this. But I think the Road Dogg could have been that guy. Undertaker's the king. Road Dogg was a character in the play. You know what I mean? Like that. Right. I had folders with me and X-Pac on it and toothbrushes with me on it. And things, when they were good, they were really good. And I screwed that up with my drugs and addiction and alcoholism. And so do I think things could have been different? Yeah, I think things could have been very different. I didn't mature until I was 42 years old. And even then I had a lot to learn 12 years later, and I still got a lot to learn. So again, that may be egotistical to think of, but I honestly think the character was such that it was relatable, maybe not to be the world champ, maybe not to be the Intercontinental champ, but the hardcore champ, which is ironic, we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But I think I could have been that kind of guy had I not, you know, had I stayed with the company and had a match every now and then or whatever, you know what I mean? If I'd have stayed in good graces, not only inside the company, but in social, in the world, you know, but that's, you know, when things went well, I always self-sabotage. Screw that. I'll show you.
Who likes keeping everything normal?
You
want to
record
fun?
An album with Mark Miller? Screw you. Watch this. Boom. Anyway. Anyway, it's just one big failure after another. But you pull yourself up by the bootstraps, kids, and continue going forward.
Let's keep it going. Let's go to Mike K.O.C. Whitaker, who last I saw was watching over in the comments as well. Thank
K.O.C.
you for joining us from the Ad-Free Shows Family Live studio audience. He wants to know, if you had a chance to be a manager, who would you like to manage right now?
The Street Profits.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I want us to be heels.
Bad heels.
Well,
you're working that mic.
It'll be cool bad heels.
The cool heels, yeah.
For a moment, and then it'll be big baby face run. that's just me talking.
Hey, yeah. Y'all can get by on a few weeks with just microphone work.
There goes my MacBook again.
No, well, you're good.
It says, do you want to restart to install these updates now?
No.
You don't want me to do it now?
No.
Is that bad for business?
Yeah, it'll be the shortest show we've ever done.
Okay.
Which might be a win.
It might be positive. They may be talking about that. Remember when Road Dogg couldn't figure out his computer? You know? See, that's... Sometimes you got to play that way. Hey, should we do an ad?
No.
Oh, no? Okay. I think we did a Manscaped. Weren't even supposed to.
The ad is for your MacBook Pro. If you own one, get ready for the updates coming, son.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't even know. This thing looks like it's from 2015.
All right. Let's keep it going. Street Profits. All right. This is a fun one.
You got any comments on that? Street Profits? Is that crazy to you? Is there anybody better? Maybe in the side chat, people throw in their ideas, see what's better.
What if you teamed up with your boy, Almost?
Oh, I almost picked him.
You can be the mouthpiece.
No, MVP's good for that. MVP,
Not knocking MVP, but
yeah,
I'm just
saying. I literally spoke with him the other day, and MVP's such a great guy, and he's always such a class act. He looks the part, you know what I mean? So he's that guy. Matt Riddle may be good. Dominic says, Dominic, look, it was 420 meat pie. Okay, it was just meat pie.
By the way, we got clarification in the chat. The name of it is for the letter N 20, 420 meat pie.
Oh, so it's foreign.
But he typed it.
It ain't from here.
He typed it. Yeah, 420.
Okay. But what's that mean? Why is it called
Why is it called Lay's potato chips?
Is it because the guy laid with a potato in a sinful way and out came the chip? But what I'm saying,
if so, I've got chips floating around places, different cities. All
I got
just
chips that multiplying. Sorry.
Woo!
I want to do that dance off between Roman Reigns and John Travolta on a live event.
All right, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you leave in the comment section who Road Dogg would be a good manager for.
Okay.
Comment below in that YouTube section and let us know. And if you're not watching on YouTube, swing on over there.
Yeah.
Swing on over there and drop a comment for us. Make sure you like and subscribe.
Because if you're going to buy any of the Mountain Critter merchandise, you've got to at least see the real Mountain Critters live in their habitat. You know what I mean?
That's what you'll know what that means.
Yeah.
You'll know why Glenn Close was a lumberjack. You'll know all these things.
And you'll feel sorry for us.
Hey guys, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Need to call a timeout real quick here. I wanted to tell your listeners what I've been telling my world listeners for a while now. about all the incredible things happening over on adfreeshows.com.
An all-new edition of The Insiders is here. Conrad sits down with author and historian Keith Elliott Greenberg to look back on his time with the WWF during the golden era of wrestling.
You know, I wasn't working for, you know, the JCP magazine, or I wasn't working for Vern Gagne's magazine as, you know, everything was imploding. I was working for Vince and Kennedy McMahon, and I was watching the company expand, and I was watching talent I'd been reading about in the other wrestling magazines arrive on the scene.
Ad-Free Show's members recently chatted one-on-one with the hardcore legend himself, Mick Foley, for the first edition of Ask Mick Live.
Is there a particular place that you get the Foley flannel?
Yeah, I do. I go on Amazon and I type in Buffalo Plaid. Buffalo Plaid is the one that has the even square checks. And I order them, they run small. So I order the 5X. And I've got, if anyone's been watching Most Wanted Treasures, you'll see that I'm literally getting by an entire season with 3 long sleeve flannel shirts, a cutoff flannel shirt, and about 5 different t-shirts. And that's pretty much it, brother.
Hey, that's just a small taste of what Ad-Free Shows has waiting for you, including a brand new perk, getting to join in on the live recordings of the shows with 4 levels to choose from. See for yourself why Ad-Free Shows is the best value in wrestling today. Sign up now at adfreeshows.com. That's right. Sign up today at adfreeshows.com.
And last but not least, from the online questions we do, we are going to get to a couple of questions from the live studio audience before we get out of here. We also have a top dog, as we do every single week. What? And we've got a thankful minute we will wrap up with. But from online, Matthew Podcast Network at WWE Master 2018 sent us this question. He said, "Dog, I sent you a video with a question and a tribute to your song. I hope you enjoy. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage."
All right.
So Dom, he's our producer. He's an idiot, clearly.
Dom.
Because he don't know how to get the sound up.
I don't know the words, but I'll friggin' sing it till you find the. I'm trying to sing until you find the volume on your video.
Here we go. Ready? You can play it. Play the video.
Are you gonna screenshot it while?
No, I'm gonna play it while Dom plays it.
All right.
Here we go.
So this is my setup. This is my book. Look, I have this on my wall. I went to WrestleMania from Spain, and this is my question. For Road Dog, do you remember any funny stories of the Index storyline with Dexter Lumis and Indy Hartwell? Thanks in advance. And this is a tribute to your song by me. Oh, you didn't know? You will call somebody. Thanks in advance, man. Cheers.
Dude, he said, cheers to you, mate. Pants. Thanks in your pants, man. Thanks in advance. Sorry. Thanks in advance.
Yes, thanks in advance.
I thought he said thanks in your pants.
No. I had skank in my pants one time is what he was saying. He probably remembers me from those old overseas tours.
If this doesn't scream, by the way, the high quality of this show, your old MacBook is trying to do updates, and I just played audio from my cell phone.
Yeah.
We are cutting edge.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I'm getting fatter, and it doesn't matter. And that's that. You know what I mean? It does matter. I think my heart's probably not happy about it. But other than that, everything's great. My stomach loves my mouth, I can tell you that much.
So, do you remember the storyline he was talking about?
Oh, no. No, I'm just Dexter kidding. Loomis. I'm just kidding. I do. Yeah, and Indy Hartwell. It was, to me, it was... Look, it was a great time in NXT, too. I honestly feel that way, and I always tend to say that the time I was there. But, look, I do believe it was fun. And I remember the funnest parts of that were rehearsing what we were going to do that night on TV and literally creating it. And it's from her facials, you know what I mean? Make sure you get a camera shot of her facials, like she's in awe. So it was just the production of that storyline I loved. And because I was very much, my fingerprints were very much on the rehearsals and stuff like that at that point in time. So like one of the things that I remember specifically talking to her about was looking at him and backing up and backing into the turnbuckle post accidentally. You know what I mean? And you go like, oh, but you still look and you go, you know what I mean? And she, it was the first time that she really got permission to go out there, to go way out there with this, like go all out. And you can't be subtle with this, you know what I mean? And yeah. Because it's comedy. So it's not subtle love story. It's comedy love story and two opposites. And the more goofy she was, the more funny it was, because he was just standing there staring at you, you know? So I love that whole storyline. I also love the two individuals that were in it. So I think that helps a lot when you're writing and creating for characters and individuals that you're invested in personally and professionally. That sounded like a line. You should keep that line for something.
It was good. That was the
chop
advice.
It out, keep it, and we'll put it in the bank.
Whenever,
in the bank with the other stuff.
Whenever somebody asks for you to give advice to somebody else, that's what we're gonna replay that every time.
Thank you, Meemaw.
We've got some questions from the live studio audience. We will get to the big dog.
You swear?
Yeah, we got a few of them. Domino Chris, hope he's still there. I don't know if he's still there.
Domino.
He said it's time to get some gas and some food, and we're at Bucky's. Oh. What are the go-to food and drink items?
You're at Bucky's? Well, dang, son, just walk the back aisle. Walk the back aisle, and you can go get you any drink you want, from green tea to green Gatorade.
He's saying if all three of us stopped and we got out at Bucky's, what would you grab?
Oh, well, Domino, look, we ain't making no road trip together. Let's be honest, Domino. No, I'm just kidding. So, I know what I'm grabbing. I don't know what y'all are grabbing.
Yeah, what you grabbing?
I'm probably going to a Gatorade or a Powerade. Probably old school green, you know what I mean? My kids say yellow and yell at me, but whatever. It's the old school.
Yellow and yell at me.
Yeah. And then I say some... Lifesaver gummies, maybe. Oh, you know what I really like now? I like Sprees. I like Sweet Tarts. My teeth are old man teeth now, so I go to the gummies. But any kind of Spree gummy or you know, like Lifesaver gummy.
It's regular gummy, or do you like the sour flavored ones?
Oh, I
because I do like the soured nerd clusters.
I go both ways. I like the soured nerd clusters. Yeah, I do like, good. But like I don't like straight up Sour Patch Kids or something. Like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Where it makes you shut an eye. You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's too far. Yeah, you're going too far now. But that's, I love some sweet. So I'd probably do that. If I was hungry at Bucky's, man, they got so many things. I'd probably
Beaver Nugs. Oh, Beaver Nugs are always good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you're there, here's a sleeper, okay? I stopped in one night, and it was just a rampage walking through there, just like this, just grabbing whatever we saw, you know?
Yeah.
And if you've ever been there with somebody who's never been, they're just, I mean, they're in a stupor. They are staggering.
Yeah.
And so...
It's like redneck Epcot.
Yeah, it's just, you don't know what, you're like, you got to get that, and you got to get that, and they're like, I just... Like you said, can I get a drink and some snacks and walk out?
Yeah,
You got to get a tie-dye shirt and some nuggets and some brisket. And
I got my wife a pocketbook.
Yeah,
it was
so
crazy. It was made out of rattlesnake hide.
It's a belt where the snake grabs its own tail.
Yeah, it bites itself.
I found a frozen section, and they had a Bucky's frozen pork loin.
I thought you were going to say a frozen beaver, like back there. It was like, hey, this is redneck Epcot.
I would have bought it too, by the way, if they had it. Pork loin stuffed with cream cheese and andouille sausage and shrimp.
Yeah, that sounds like the best thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. And
was
I may
amazing.
Walk away from this very set to go get it. What's it called?
Bucky's pork loin. Bucky's stuffed pork loin. I didn't know they had a frozen section, and I just
It's not cooked. You take it home and cook it.
Right, you take it home 450 at 25 minutes or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was incredible.
Wow, andouille. It's very Cajun, right?
And bacon wrapped, of course.
Yeah, but with andouille sausage and shrimp.
Yeah.
And the cream cheese. It's very Gulf Coast.
I know.
I love it.
It's amazing, dog.
And you wrap some pig around it.
Oh, like a ball. Pig around pig. We purposely put their skin around their loin. Just to try to Frankenstein them back together.
We're horrible. I'm dipping it in ketchup.
All right. Darren Staley wants to know. So here's a serious question. I knew Slaughter as a talent in the 80s. Never knew how much about him as creative in the business side. Could be a whole episode probably. But any thoughts on that? Hashtag ask singlet. As you were wrestling singles in a singlet earlier.
We got to get a picture of, and it'll have to be Photoshopped because I've never had one on, I don't think. I don't know.
Need to find that. If so.
There is one, there's some around with me in little tighties. Good God, why's my.
I can tell you this, just because you mentioned it at some point this week, there will be Photoshopped pictures of you.
No. I thought you were going to say I should update my computer.
You might want to hit that before we leave today.
Hey, so I don't understand his question all the way, Darren Staley.
Do you know?
However, Slaughter as a talent in the A. I knew Slaughter as a talent in the A's. Never knew much about him as creative.
Was he in the creative side?
He was. And you look, I think you can tell if somebody is by the way they work. You think about Pat Patterson. You think about, and these are guys that. Weren't great athletes and didn't look like the other guys, but man, Slaughter was great. I don't even think I dare I say that. I think any of the boys watch Slaughter back and go, holy crap. That match where he worked and got color in Madison Square Garden, I think it was against the Sheik, and I don't even remember. It may not have been against the Sheik, but there's a bunch of matches where Slaughter was so impressive as a worker. He has to be creative. You know what I mean? He has to have some creativity. And he was a producer for a long time, too. So I think everybody kind of saw that in him and utilized him for that later in his career. But also just great guy. Like, I love Sarge. Just we got the Marine Corps thing and wrestling, and that's about all you need. Two out of three ain't bad.
And last but not least, before we get out here, Denovius Mac wants to know, what advice do you give new wrestlers that was given to you? And why is it to stay close to either Double J or Triple H? Love your road dog.
Well, look, if that's the secret, then I've got that one down, Pat, and you're all screwed because I've got the spot. I think there's definitely truth to that. I think that's clever, witty, sharp, funny, ha ha ha. I think he's right. I think there's something to that. However, I think those are two guys that are doing pretty well in the wrestling industry and obviously think something of me to whether wherever they go, I got a spot, I feel like, and I don't feel like that anymore. I feel like I'm on my last leg here, but I do feel like if they think that highly of me, maybe I got something going for me as it pertains to the wrestling business. Is other than that, I don't know. Cat's out of the bag there.
What advice would you give new wrestlers that was given to you when you hopped in?
Look, and it's the same old, same old. It's the same thing that they said to me, those same people I mentioned. Slaughter, Jack Lanza, Pat Patterson. Save your money. Do it right. Look, I think kids are smarter than we were. I think I was the last of a really dumb generation in wrestling that it was more about the partying and being tough than being smart and being an entertainer and changing the game and becoming sports entertainers and businessmen, individuals. And so I would just say, like, you know, get a CPA, get us somebody that can handle everything for you while you, because you might not make this money for long. It's all up in the air because you could break your neck tomorrow. God willing, the creek don't rise. That don't happen to nobody, but that's you know, it's, and so handle yourself right. And then I say, don't work so hard. People are working so hard now that their injuries are a lot more often. And I just feel like if a character's connecting, I don't think you have to dig that 8-foot hole. I think you can get away with digging a 4-foot hole. So I say, bring on the Starries and bring on those mini chewable Starburst in the yellow pack where you rip the thing off and you can pour them in. They're not even individually wrapped. They're little baby ones. And give me that and then a dentist appointment.
Dog, before we get out of here, we got a couple things. We got our housekeeping, and we first want to thank all of our ad-free shows family for watching this live, spending their afternoon with us.
They put up with us for over an hour now, and I want to apologize for Cassio. I can't take him anywhere. No, hey, for real though, I curse like twice, and that's very uncharacteristic of me, and I apologize.
That red light was on with the studio audience, and you were feeling it.
Yeah, and I apologize if that it did offend, or if you had a youngster listening. I do. I'll try to be better next time, but that's all like we can do every day, right? Is try to be better tomorrow than we were today.
Well, look, if you want to be a part of one of these and watch it exclusively on ad-free shows, all you got to do is join ad-free shows.
That hard. You can just join ad-free shows.
Incredibly easy. So pop in there and check that out, and go to adfreeshows.com. You can get a week-long free trial. So how about that? You can time it up where you can see us next time. Interact. And all the shows do live recordings. We have exclusive monthly shows like Mailbag with Nick Patrick, Mailbag with Mike Chioda. Yeah. Lash LaRue, 60-minute time limit draw there. Got a lot of exclusive shows only on the Ad Free Shows Network, so be sure you check that out. And we thank all of our members of the Ad Free Show.
I was just reading
family.
All those things. For it starts at just $9, and I was reading all that, and I thought, come on now, there's got to be a catch.
No,
gotta be so. Wait, what? You just get a week free, and even if you do sign up for $10, you get all that content and all them perks.
It's like me in the outfield when I was 4 years old in T-ball. No catches. None.
No catches, but also not thinking about semen. So we may go out on that.
Right. No, we're not. We got a couple things.
Oh,
we should have.
Snap.
Boy, we should have.
Well, maybe we can drop out there for an ad. Yeah. It makes people think you're dropping out there. Good Lord. I'm sorry. After I apologized for cursing, I went deeper into the gutter, but it was more vague. Anyway, I apologize.
Speaking of ads, if your business targets 25 to 50-year-old men and you'd like us to transition into your ad after mentioning semen, there is no better place to advertise than right here with us.
Oh, you didn't know? And I love the picture of you, but also, was it Ash Wednesday? You have like something black on your head. Oh, I'm sorry. That's on my computer screen. Never mind.
That's a fly.
My bad.
No better place to advertise than right here on Oh, You Didn't Know. You've heard us do ads for some of the same companies for years. Why? Because it works. And with our super targeted audience, there's very little waste. Go to advertisewithdog.com. That's advertisewithdogg.com now, and you can find out more about advertising with Oh, You Didn't Know. Dog, we would love to talk about somebody's event. Somebody's app.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's
what?
Event
app?
Or app?
You said app. Okay.
Yeah, whatever the.
Anything,
hey, we are
right?
Ron Burgundy. We'll talk about whatever's put
whatever
in
whatever you
of us,
put on
friend.
That screen. I will say. Hey, I was sitting there looking at that picture of me, and man, I was sucking in hard.
Where, which
on
one?
That.
Throw it up again.
The business I got.
Where are
I'm
you?
Sucking in so hard, or either I have a girdle on, or I'm just kidding. I've never worn a girdle. Or they photoshopped my gut out of the shot. But maybe I was kind of thin at this time. I don't know.
I believe Dom got in there with MS Paint and chopped
he
you
might
off
have.
A little
and
bit.
Thank you, Dom.
So he can add have space for our Instagram
you could,
handles
you
there.
You could add a little more elsewhere. Anyway.
also, by the way, we want to make sure you follow us on social media. At Brian R.D. James, at The Cassio Kid. At You Didn't Know is our show handle. And if you are watching on YouTube, again, like and subscribe. Turn on notifications so you can see when we do our YouTube exclusive videos and you can be a part of the show that way. Plus, comment on this one. Tell us who Road Dogg would be a great manager for. Oh, that would be super awesome. That
already.
Love to hear your feedback there. We also have incredible merchandise. I mean, popping out every single week. Found at boxofgimmicks.com, including the famous I'm a Fergal McDivitt guy. The new bucket hats.
Yeah, the new bucket hats with the new logo are on there, too. They're fire, bro. And look, I just ordered some of these shirts, too, some of these cool colors that you could wear a sports coat with, you know, over, and you still look kind of quasi sports comfortable. You know what I mean? And some of them are very cool. So take a look through our gallery and see what you would look good in.
That bucket hat, if you're going to a festival or if you're going to the beach or you're Gilligan, that is your jam right there, dude.
Or if you just want to, I don't know.
That dude that wears that hat, he sells 4 and 20 meat pies. I can promise you.
And I buy one from him. I buy one from him and say, mate, have you got tomato sauce? Mate, have you got a bit of tomato? Have you got sauce?
It's extra, bro. It's extra. Oh, Yambag Jones got his Mountain Critter t-shirt in the mail.
Got my Mountain Critter t-shirt in the mail. I've been listening to their podcast called I'm a Stinking Dumb, and I just got my Critter shirt
in the mail.
We're promoting it with Burt Reynolds in Deliverance. It don't matter just because squeal like a pig, boy.
Watch out, son. It's the Mountain Critters, baby.
I just hurt myself. Myself trying to do my impersonation of Ned Beatty. For those of you who know, I'm not doing it again. I almost choked to death. There were 8 seconds there where I thought I was dying. I thought I had Crohn's disease. I crapped gold.
Well, that's the skid mark club right there, dude. You're touching cloth back there after making a big noise. All right, we got two things before we get out of here. We've got our top dog.
Okay.
And we also have our thankful minute. Are you ready?
I am top dog
every single segment. We announce, are you a better sports entertainer than another sports entertainer? We never know until they pop up. I'm getting the three names now. Yep. You haven't seen these names. You will interact with them. We're going to say their name. If you're watching on YouTube, we'll sling up a picture. And Dog is going to say, is he a better sports entertainer than them? Oh, what a list.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, you're going to cause some headlines with this list.
Good.
Here we go. Top dog.
Hey, so let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, remember, everybody, this is better sports entertainer.
That's all.
There's nothing else on the table.
Mm-mm.
It's just the sports entertainer aspect.
Yep.
Are you a better sports entertainer than Muhammad Ali?
No.
Not even just his wrestling
He's
side.
He's the greatest. He worked America till the time he was laid to rest. He was the greatest of all time, and he had the gift of gab. And man, did he! Ali was awesome. Ali's the best character ever, but it's just him. You know what I mean?
Incredible.
I don't know.
Incredible.
No, the answer is no.
Because
I am not the greatest of all time.
Why did Dom just start you off with an ale there, just straight up? He just knew what was happening.
I don't mind. I liked being honest about and you'll see that I don't know these people when you see me react immediately. Whether I believe I'm a better sports entertainer, and sometimes I'm going to say that, and people are going to get angry about it. Let's see who's next.
I believe if you answer this one incorrectly, this person will be mad at you.
Oh,
are you ready?
I am.
Number two, are you a better sports entertainer than Bubba Ray Dudley?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes. I think so. I think me and Bubba are the same person, to be quite honest with you. I just think I'm a little more sports entertainy.
Okay, yeah.
And I think he's more wrestling character that evolved and reinvented himself and has been on, like, I've never done that. So I'm not saying, look, I'm saying what I'm saying. He's great at what he does. And so I'm not saying anything negative about Bubba.
Right.
He has done nothing but good in this industry for himself and for other people. So I know that he's very good at what he does, and I respect him a ton for what he has brought as an in-ring performer, and then stuff that, that came after. Like, he's a guy that if I ran a company, I'd want him to work for me. And yep. that's the truth. And he knows that, and I've told him that, and I got no problems telling him that, because that's how much I trust his take on it and his finger on the pulse. But having said that, sorry, Bubba.
All right. And number three, woo, you talk about making headlines. Here we go. I apologize for your social media in advance, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a better sports entertainer than Dom DeLuise? Oh,
no,
look at
no.
him right there with you
no.
and Double J.
Wow. I love the whatever he's doing to the picture to make it look like a...
it looks like a fold-out.
I pulled it out
poster.
Of my back pocket and unfolded it to show y'all. But
yeah.
can I just say, you
look
know,
that.
Dom DeLuise, God bless him, even his kid was pretty good. But look at what am I doing there?
Look at that. Only one can, sir.
Look at that.
That's a good look for you.
If you don't think that's good looking, sister, I don't know what you're cooking, but I ain't smelling it. No, I don't think I'm good looking, but the outfit's tight. The outfit is tight. I haven't seen that. That was very early Road Dog. So I'm going to say no on Dom DeLuise simply because of the outtakes from Cannonball Run 1 and 2. If you know, you know. And if you don't, you need to do some research, because it's these bleeds right here, these bleeds. there's some comedy gold in that. And Dom DeLuise is the cause of it. Look, it's just like Tommy Dreamer, this one's for you. It's just like I'm Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
And Bubba is Dom DeLuise. You know what I mean? Like, I need you here because you're funny. I'm funny like a clown. Is that what you're saying?
Of course, no, but Captain Chaos, baby. Right, incredible.
So Dom DeLuise was the guy that they knew they all could go to. And I'm talking about they all could go to for comedic assistance, relief. And I was kidding about Bubba Dudley. Dom was overweight. Dom DeLuise and Bubba and... Tommy go back and forth, so inside joke, sorry. But like
it'll get to who it needs
I'm
to
talking
get to
oh yeah no and that's why I said it but that's exactly why. However, Dom DeLuise, crap, what was all the people knew to go to him. Think about who was in those movies, dude. Who was in those movies, and who was the funny part of that movie? That movie rested on Dom DeLuise, and some people are going, what movie are you freaking talking about? It's called Cannonball Run, and it's an old 80s movie, and it is a who's who in cultural society, or however you would say that, of that era. And I mean everybody from football players to actors and actresses. And so you think about... Dean Martin, you know what I mean? Sammy Davis Jr. are in this, and they go to Dom DeLuise because they know he's funny as crap. You know what I mean? Like, Dom DeLuise was the dude.
Let's look at that picture again. We got a, by the way, a lot. I mean, y'all are all looking
spectacular.
By the way. Where are y'all at? The Alamo.
To be quite honest, it looks like the White House.
It does.
But I'm telling you that because I think there's some servicemen behind me over my left arm there, and I see their colors, their ensigns, their the color guard between Dom and Jeff. There's a national ensign, a national flag there with some other national flags. So what I'm thinking is it was some sort of event where a color guard was presenting arms for a national anthem. I actually, it's probably just a crappy hotel.
It's like a fake Alamo Hotel in Texas.
Yeah, it was like, that's all there is. You walk over here and it's just like there's a dumpster.
Yeah. And they're calling you Dog DeLuise in the chat.
There's a chalk outline and still some still some evidence markers on the ground.
You're like, this is it? We fought for this?
Yeah. Dom DeLuise, ladies and gentlemen. Dom DeLuise. Remember his son was in something. What was his son's name? Dom DeLuise. But he was in something. He was entertaining.
Dominic Mysterio?
It may have been Dominic Mysterio. I'm not sure who's I'm not going to say
that. You know, Dom's son. Terry Bradshaw,
Jackie Chan, Dean, Sammy, the whole Cannonball Run, bro. Cannonball Run, that's all. If you're too young to know, Google. It's worth a Google.
Peter DeLuise.
Peter DeLuise, yeah. And I think he was on Disney or something. And then, anyway.
What was he in?
I don't know.
He was on...
Movies? TV shows?
He was Officer Doug Penhall on 21 Jump Street.
See? I told you he did something.
He was directing and writing
was hot.
For Stargate for a little bit. How about that? He was on Highlander.
Not as cool as the 21 Jump, but keep going.
The Facts of Life.
Oh.
The 21 Jump Street spinoff, Booker.
Let me ask you this right now. Do you know Facts of Life?
The Facts of Life.
No, do you? Yeah, but do you know the show at all? Do you remember the show at all?
Spin off of Different Strokes. Yeah.
Which girl was your? Would have been your girl?
What's the?
I don't know any of their names, so just say.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The blonde girl.
Oh, it would have been that. So mine was the brunette who was the motorcycle girl.
The tomboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She's number two.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm just wondering. That's very chauvinistic and piggish of me. So if you want to cut that part out, or just leave it, and everybody can judge me for themselves.
Well, they're wanting us to play FMK. Joe. With
Darren Staley says Joe. I think that was her name.
Joe.
Like the girl.
Yeah, that was the. That was it. By the way, they want to play FMK with a picture of you and Jeff and Dom, and I'm not going to do it. I know I would kill Jeff Jarrett. I know that. And I'd figure out what happened.
I would
between
kill
you and
me.
Dom.
Yeah, that's enough. We've played enough of that already.
Yeah, we have. Dog, before we get out of here, I love how this was supposed to be the closing segment that's going on. Yes, we have been closing for 20 minutes.
That's okay.
That was Top Dog. Now it's our closing segment.
Yep.
That is the thankful minute where you can't go on and on because you got 60 seconds. We want to spread positivity in a world of negativity. So we end every show with the thankful minute where Dog gives us 60 seconds of thankfulness for anything going on in his life. Dog, are you ready?
I am.
Let's throw 60 seconds on the clock. The time bomb is clicking. Go now, sir.
So that, you know, no matter when you ask me this, I could always give you 60 seconds worth of things I'm thankful for. And this is kind of a kickback, but it's the truth. And I wanted to say it live to the audience here. Look, I am very thankful for the relationships that I am forging because of this podcast and because of the ads-free family and because of social media. And I mean, we talked today about Derek. Truth be told, I'm thankful for him for fighting the fight and letting me know that I'm not alone. He's 10 years sober soon. And that's Lindsay's pre-husband, her fiance. And I wouldn't know that if I wasn't forging relationships with certain individuals. And look, I'm thankful for that. It broadens my horizons. It broadens I get outside my comfort zone and I get to know and meet new people that bring joy to my life. And so that's what I'm thankful for. And I got 5 seconds to go. I'm also thankful for AG1. I don't know if that was the best product placement ever.
Yeah, be sure to forward that to them to make sure they hear it. We are also thankful for everyone who watched us live. That was made it fun. Super cool to have a live studio audience interacting with us because that's our favorite part of the week in between shows is seeing what everybody is reacting to about the show. So that's the fun part. So
I'm sure there'll be some reactions this week.
Yeah.
Basically just from Bubba Dudley.
I cannot wait.
We need to have Bubba on.
This was a fun one. Thanks, everybody. Check us out. You can go to bagofjohnsons.com for all your exclusive content or YouTube exclusives. Everything there. Box of Gimmicks. That's going to get you the merchandise. Yeah. YouTube, comment there and let us know who Dog should be a manager of. Ad-free shows. Join there if you want to get this early and ad-free and get to watch one of these live recordings just like they did today. Had a blast for Mr. Road Dog. Brian James, I am Cassio, and if you didn't like today's show, we got two words for you.
Suck it.